Hey, everyone, and welcome to another Wednesday podcast. This is the podcast where we try to talk all things positivity. That's why every Wednesday morning you'll hear me, not every Wednesday, but you'll hear me, Matt, and my beautiful wife and co-host Heather talk about the wins we've had in our week. We want to be positive just because of how powerful positivity can be to your life. I mean, mentally, physically, emotionally, and most importantly, spiritually. We've been doing some, like last week, we did something a little bit different where we just talked about some habits that we can have. We're going to continue that idea today. So we're going to be talking about that. And I hope that was a good connection because I messed up again. But we also have new sound equipment. So if I seem a little bit frazzled, but here's the good thing about this sound equipment. Check it out.
Stop.
This is so cool. Oh, thanks, Heather. So kind. Okay. So we'll have stop. That is a way to be positive, is to have those little buttons in your life. So I'm going to open up my Diet Mountain Lightning. This is Dr. Thunder's version. We had our men's day this past weekend. I'll just start us out. We had our men's day this past weekend, and it was great, but lots of stuff. I officiated a wedding, and then I had to run back from that wedding, and I had to get all of our, get our eating area, our fellowship hall and our church building set up for our men's day. That was the next day. It was a lot, but I also had to buy and make sure I had all the drinks. We were getting barbecue the next day, but barbecue does not come with drinks. So I had to run to Walmart, and I went to Walmart and looked at the prices. I was going to get some sodas, and I got the Arnold Palmer type Milos, and I got lemonade, and I got regular sweet tea. Well, I started going, and I got some waters, Sam's Club Choice waters, the big bottle things. But I went down the soda aisle because I was like, you know, everybody likes sodas. And I do too. And I like diet sodas. And I was like, well, I'll grab some, you know, this, this, and this. And I was like, ooh, Diet Dr. Thunder and some Sam's Choice Zero. That's great. But then I was like, I don't know. And I went and looked at the name brand stuff like Dr. Pepper and like Coke Zero. It's like $10 a 12-pack for name brand stuff.
Oh, my lands.
This was $5 for a 12-pack.
We don't buy sodas in our house.
And this was ridiculous. And so positive, because this is what we're about, is positivity. I was able to get Diet Dr. Thunder, Diet Mountain Lightning, and... It's so funny, they use mountain. They copied the mountain, but they said Mountain Lightning instead of Mountain Dew. And then Sam's Choice Zero. So, yeah, very fun and delicious. So, and now we have a lot of leftovers from that. So, leftover drinks. So, we put them in our secret office fridge. And, yeah, it's awesome. But other than that, we had our men's day. It was awesome. One of my great friends and mentors, Corey Sawyers, came out here and spoke to us. We got to shoot at Cross Creek Clays, which is a beautiful place, and he let me know that too. He was like, we do not have something like this in West Tennessee. And I was like, duh, because this is Middle Tennessee, and it's the best. So we shot there. I shot an 87 out of 100. My team was really awesome. My team was Marcus, myself, and a guy named Kevin. Marcus shot a 90. Kevin shot an 88. And I shot 87. So if it was for competition, we would have won. But Yeah, so it was an awesome day, great lesson, great food. Had a good number of men show up from our congregation for it. And, yeah, I really enjoyed it, and I am already – that was our second one we've done, so I'm already thinking about the next one, and so is some of our leadership and how we can get more guys there. And so I'm excited about the future. But what wins do you have?
So first win was I photographed that wedding, and it was a long day, but it was a really fun day, and it was beautiful. And then I came home and realized how heavy my camera was all day. Then I don't remember what we did Saturday. We kind of relaxed Saturday, me and the girls. Then Sunday we had the most delicious lunch ever, which if you know me, you know that French toast and waffles and pancakes are like a love language for me. So we went and got French toast for lunch, and it was delicious. And then we came back and had our baby shower, and I've been working on thank you cards. And I feel like I'll be working on thank you cards for a very long time, because I've got, how many have I done already? There's 3 notebook pages worth of names.
Yeah.
And I've done 1 page. And I think that's how many? Like almost 30? Wow. Well, I've got like 50 more to go, I think. So it's a lot.
Yeah. So
my hand, like they talk about pregnancy carpal tunnel, and I feel it. My hand is like so sore. So I've been working on that a lot today and yesterday, and mixed in with editing photos and homeschool, and picked up reading a book that I was reading, but then life got busy.
Yeah.
And
that'll be kind of something that goes into our positivity thing here in just a second. So, yeah.
So there's that. And okay, my favorite win is that we are now 12 days till Disney. And Josie and I this morning started putting our clothes in our specially labeled bags, because if you go on any vacation, it is super smart with small children or even just yourself to put your clothes in bags that are labeled with the day. So you put your socks, undies, shorts, and t-shirts all in that bag for the next day. And that way you know exactly what outfit you're wearing for what day. So Josie and I worked on that today. Georgia worked on her Wooble. So yeah, those are a lot of wins for us.
So this podcast setup is pretty cool. So we're also going to be in the future probably videoing some of this, which is crazy to me though, is like when you talk into your microphone, my mic does not read your voice. But when I talk, my voice is being picked up by your microphone too.
Really?
Weird. Yeah, I don't know. But
I just like the pretty colors on your little buttons over there.
Yeah, so we got it's for the church, and you know, we produce our podcast in the church building. And eventually we're going to have a lot of stuff coming out from here to encourage our membership and also people in this area and just whoever stumbles upon these things. I've got lots of men here that are very interested in doing devotionals and different things like that. So we have this equipment now to be able to produce stuff in here, videos, things along those lines. So I'm in the process between doing everything else, trying to situate this room to where it would do well to house a podcast. So I'm not 100% sure on how that's going to happen. what that's going to look like. I don't think this will be our permanent table. But we've got a round table in here right now because we have boom arms for our microphones. So, like, I can sit back in my chair and not have to be crouched over my computer. But, yeah, other than that, what are some other wins? Baby shower was fun. For all husbands out there who attend a baby shower, I was sweating. granted, we were very blessed with a very loving church family who gave us lots of gifts, which we were very thankful for and still are thankful for because we had gotten out of the baby game. And we have never been in the boy baby game. So
it's a whole new world for me.
So we got a lot of new stuff that we needed and did not have. So,
which is everything.
Yes. but we are super pumped. And it's also been a very busy week. Past week and a half, we've had some people pass away. It's been a crazy week. And so it has just been nonstop busy. And yeah, I got to preach at a local. I actually went and preached at a church near us called Trenton Crossing, Church of Christ at Trenton Crossing, this past week for a friend of ours that just had a baby, and he was getting some of us local preachers to come in and fill in for him while he was going to be kind of on paternity leave. But it was cool because he was also the song leader to that weekend. So it was fun. We enjoyed it. It wasn't home, so, but yeah, we enjoyed getting to be, see other Christians in our area, and we made it back for the baby shower.
The lunch.
Yeah.
The lunch was the best.
Oh, we went to a place Heather's been wanting to go to. It's called Clyde's.
I could eat there at the River Club. Sunday.
So there's I think it's a 9-hole golf course. I don't think it's a full 18, but it's called the River Club. And Clyde's is a restaurant that's on it. And it's really good. I've had it for lunch
a couple of times. They do have a really good lunch.
Yeah. But for their Sunday lunch, they have a Sunday brunch and it's mainly breakfast items. So Heather's been wanting to crush their French toast. And so we went and got that and it was fun. She liked it. I liked the burger I got. Georgia crushed the French toast she got.
And Josie liked her ice cream.
Yeah. So the kids' meal was pick a entree. So she got chicken tenders and ate 1.5. and then she was like, okay, I'm ready for my side. And her side was ice cream.
That kid can crush some ice cream.
Yeah.
On our walk today, so she didn't scooter or bike ride. Instead, she rode in the stroller. And so on our walk, she talked to me about where all can she get ice cream at Disney. And so she has her bucket list for Disney is all the ice cream places
there's
she can go to. She was like, is there ice cream at our resort? Is there ice cream in Epcot? And so I went around and explained to her where all the ice cream places were.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, I'll know where they are too.
That is her bucket list. She takes after you on that. Definitely not me.
But we are trying to figure out all this new stuff we've got in here. I've only unboxed a little bit of it, but yeah. Okay, so we're about 14 minutes into this episode. Any other big things happening? I mean, we did a podcast last week, so we're kind of caught up. Today's Tuesday. That's good.
Yeah.
Oh, huge thing. I haven't gotten them yet, but my mom was taking a trip to Texas.
And so Matt also. Well,
she said she was going. She said she was going to Tyler, Texas, which, if you're leaving from Birmingham, that's an I-20 ride all the way. And I was like, "Oh, you are." I have been wanting this to happen for a really long time. I've never had the time to do it, But in my years of hunting, I have acquired some harvests of animals, bucks to be exact, white-tailed deer.
Why are you being so fancy? He has deer heads.
Some deer heads that I have had mounted for a very long time. So, like, one of them's a shoulder mount that I killed him with a bow about 11 years ago. And then I have another one that I shot with a rifle probably 12 years ago. One is located, the shoulder mount's located, it was at my buddy's place in Louisiana, in Rayville. And so she's picking up that shoulder mount. She already picked it up, saw a picture, almost started crying. and then she's picking up a skull mount of an 11 point that I killed a long time ago. And I am super pumped because I've started my wall in my room. It's literally it's next to my bed. And we have three deer heads. There's only one deer head that I still have out there that I don't have yet. But once I get these put up on the wall, I have a buddy who's got that head. Because here was the problem. I was a poor college kid when I was doing all this hunting. I didn't have a job. So I shot this deer with a muzzleloader. It was actually the deer I killed when I first started talking to Heather.
Oh.
This big wide 8 point.
I know exactly which one you're talking about now.
He's a really pretty, he was really thin horned, but he was really wide. He was like 20, 21 inches wide. But I had a buddy who was like, dude, look, I'm going to get into taxidermy. Let me try it out. I'm like, dude, yes, free. Great idea.
Did it work?
No, I haven't had it back since how long have we been together? So
long time.
Exactly. It's probably been 10 or 11 years.
No, it's been longer than that because we've almost been married for 11. So
if
it'd
I
be
had
like
that
12 or 13
almost,
years.
We just had our 10th anniversary.
Matt, once you have
3
that,
months ago.
Well, we've almost been married 11 years.
So that is in South Mississippi, but I'm thinking once I get all these deer heads put up on our wall, I'm going to say, I'm missing one. I'm going to send him a text and say, bro, I will do anything and everything to get those.
Does he still have it?
Yeah, I texted him when we were living in Alabama.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo. And he was like, dude, I am so sorry. I still have it all. He's like, I'm probably just going to take it to my buddy to have him mount it. And I'm like, cool.
Did he not ever get into it?
No.
No.
No, he went into offshore oil rig stuff.
What?
And so he never had time to do any of that.
That's totally different than taxidermy.
But that would be awesome. That's the only rack I do not have back.
Speaking of, I was cleaning off our little gray table thing in the living room in Georgia. I want to get her stuff done.
I know, I need to.
Well, I got this really cute idea.
I just need one of your pots, and I have to boil it.
Don't we have a silver pot? Oh, my canning pot.
Yeah. I wish I had that. I wish I had that blast boiler thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, who is that?
It's Josie.
What does she want?
She said open the door.
No. hold on. We'll be right back. And we're back. After that short intermission, literally like 2 minutes. But Josie saw the new lit up buttons and was like, oh. So I can also, what I found out yesterday is.
Oh, you can change the colors.
Watch this. Hold on. I gotta quit leaning back in my chair. Okay, so if I do this. Now it sounds like I have a megaphone. Oh, oh my.
Creepy. Oh, I don't like that.
Oh, that is so fun. Keep talking.
No, it's weird.
How do I change which voice this goes to? That is cool. That's Large Robot. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa.
Oh, no.
Check, check. 1, 2. 1, 2. How do I do that? How do I switch it to me? That is so funny. Okay, I'll take the you robot off.
Nope.
Oh, I just got to press this.
Did it? Oh, there it goes.
Yeah, so.
I didn't like that. That was weird.
We can do all that now. But we have all these different, but you can also import your own sound, like your own sounds that you want. So like if we ever got to.
Are you keeping up with the time thingy on that?
I was making sure we were still recording. But if we were to ever like, if I got fancy enough to put our thing in here, our intro, you can just press it, start it. You can record everything through this. And then just take that recording and put it into your computer. But we just record straight into a platform.
That's neato.
Makes it easier for me. So, okay, now, with all that fun stuff talked about, we are going to talk about something that I didn't prep Heather with. But just so I preached a sermon this past week out of Psalm 73. And a lot of it talks about Asaph and the discouragement he gained from looking at the world. And one of those things was he was seeing how the wicked were so prosperous because he was focused on that. And I think a lot of times in our life, that happens to us too, where we get so hyper-focused on the what people are doing in this world and how they're, you know, wicked people. Sometimes we don't title them that way, but they're just people that aren't focused on God. They're focused on themselves and getting things, and they do. They are prosperous. They're doing well. They have a big house, a big family. Everybody's healthy. Things are going great. And we're wondering to ourselves as faithful Christians, how? And I think we get that way, personally speaking, through social media. And being connected to it all the time. I mean, for me personally, before I started what I've been doing the past 2 days, is before I went to bed, I was looking at whatever. Actually, I'd watch YouTube or a TV show on my phone. And when I woke up, it was immediately the thing I would do, would be look at, Facebook or YouTube or Instagram or something along those lines. And it's just like discouragement because, I mean, that guy's out hunting. For me, it'd be like, wow, that guy gets to go on a hunting trip. That guy gets to be there. That guy gets to do this. That guy just killed a big deer. I haven't killed a big deer in forever. Why don't I ever get to kill? I mean, that's not a big thing, but I think it just starts your day off wrong. And it starts your day with negativity. So what I have done, which I have never done, usually because I've made up excuses as to why, is I have moved my phone to be charged downstairs. I do not charge it next to our bed anymore. I just have it all the way downstairs. Reason is I don't need it. The only thing I had on it that I would always usually tell myself, like, oh, well, what if you get a call in the middle of the night? Here's the thing. In my 7 years of ministry, I have never gotten a phone call in the middle of the night. And if it was that serious, we have a lot more other people on our call list that people could call. And if they truly needed me, they probably would have Heather's number. Or they can come knock on our door. But
it also started with us taking TVs out of rooms.
Yeah, so we don't have TVs. And I was just like, well, we took the TV out of our room, and I'm like, well, I'll just watch YouTube on my phone. And I'm like, what? That was, defeats the purpose of the TV out of the room. So, I mean, we watch a little bit of TV before we go to bed with the girls. Like, last night we watched the new episodes of the Wing Feather Saga that came out. And then we take the girls, they go to bed, we say prayers with them, and then it used to be where Heather and I would go to bed, I would just be on my phone watching YouTube videos or a TV show. And I'm like, I don't need to do this. Because the bad thing was, too, is when you're constantly on your phone, like, it kept me awake. Mm-hmm. And so, as Heather would probably notice, oh, my, that is so scary.
Why did it do that?
Because, pause. That was so scary. Okay, so now it's just going to record past it. But we're already at 25 minutes. So, yeah, that was something I did. As I, the past two nights, I've been charging my phone downstairs because it's like, I don't want it, because I don't want the first thing to be when I wake up is me to grab my phone and look at it, which has been great. And what I've also noticed is that Heather and I talk more about whatever instead of me just sitting there. And I've also started... I started reading a book called Wild at Heart by, I think his name's John Eldridge. I don't know. I don't even know where I got the book. It's been in my library, and a buddy of mine from church said he started reading it. I was like, I'll read it too. And so the only bad thing is it's like encouraging me to want to go on like a elk trip, elk hunting, and go kill it with my bare hands. But yeah. I've been enjoying that. So every morning and evening, I just read, and I want to fall asleep a lot faster. So I barely even get through a whole chapter before I'm like, I'm really tired. So.
Yep.
And what have you been doing?
Well, if I'm not doing a Food Lion pickup order, I started reading The Life-Giving Home again. I got busy in life and put it down for a little bit, but I started reading that again, and it's just one of those books that makes you want to redo your house to be like grandma's house all the way. So it just makes me want to go remodel our house. With all the wallpaper and granny antiques and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know why it does that to me, but it does. I like it. And it's just like things that they do.
Yeah.
To stay connected together and stuff.
Is that like the Hygge?
You know what? There's Hygge, like elements of it in it.
Yeah.
Like if you were to make it.
I was literally listening to a podcast and they started talking about that book the other day.
Holy Hayuga.
Yeah. And I was like, Heather's has that book.
Yep. It's a really good book.
Yeah.
But this has some ideas of it in a way. Just like making your home be a place of belonging.
Yeah.
And where you want to be and where your family wants to be and like the habits that surround it and rhythms and things like that that you can do with your kids starting at young ages and stuff. And her thing is that they made big deals out of meal times. Mm-hmm. So her kids would set the table for breakfast and dinner, and they would do a certain time of day. They would have an hour of reading. So like some people have like morning time baskets that they do with their kids. This is a little different. It's like we have every day at 2 o'clock, we have a reading time, and the kids each had a basket, and she had four kids and she homeschooled, and they each had their selections and a few that she would put in there too. And they had to spend at least an hour of reading, and then they would discuss what each of them read.
That's cool.
So I was like, I like that. I like that a lot.
But I also figured out, like, when you start your day that way, like, Heather and I talk more, which we, because I don't know, I engage my brain in a different way instead of, I don't know, waking up and scrolling or whatever. So if you are someone who, like, has a literal, like, I cannot wake up without touching my phone. charge it downstairs. I mean, yesterday I didn't charge it downstairs. And like yesterday, I didn't even run out of battery from 2 days.
Wow.
And I just felt like I didn't need to touch my phone all the time throughout the day either. So I don't know. It was a cool, it's made me feel better. I also, now that I have something I'm reading, it creates more, like my brain is starting to, you know, be engaged earlier in the day, which is helping. But yeah, I feel like it helps just slow down life a little bit. And I mean, that's the other thing is, it's like if you look at Facebook long enough, you're just going to see horrible stuff over and over and over and over and over. And it's like you're just putting all that negative stuff into your mind. So naturally, as a result of that, you're going to be negative too. So I just was like, whatever to this, I'm done. So what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to go like learning book. So like what I'm doing right now, Wild at Heart. Read a book that's focused on, like, you know, bettering myself. And then I'm going to go to, like, a novel. Whether that be, what was the novels you were talking about? You were talking about reading Hobbit. I don't know if I want that. I don't know. Read some sort of novel that is fun to read.
There's, like, Christmas novels for women.
Yeah.
That are, like, Hallmark movies, pretty much.
I would love to, like, a Revel Knox. Remember that book by Michael? Yeah. That would be cool to find again. Like a book series like that, or, you know, Tales of the West or something. But try to read a novel just for story, because I do love watching, like, TV shows and stuff, because I love the plot line and things along those lines. So I think if I could read a book series like that. So if anybody has an idea for like Christian men book series, that would be good. I'm not opposed to reading like Harry Potter or Lord of the Rings or things like that, because some people are like, oh no, that's talking about wizards and witches. And I'm like, okay, whatever. I'm not practicing witchcraft. I'm okay. But I would love to know, like, if dudes out there read novels, what would they be?
I think my dad always read westerns.
Yeah. I mean, that's great as long as it's not like constantly in the saloon shooting people up.
I have no idea.
I mean, watching westerns, that's usually what it is. Fights and things like that. So, I don't know. I'm going to look around. I mean, I have Frank Peretti books, but those are like very deep and very dark. And I'm like, yeah, I don't want that. they're fun to read, but they're just like, I mean, this girl died and blah, blah. I'm like, eh, I'm good. So, yeah.
Yeah.
That's just something we've been doing lately. We want to focus less on the world and focus more on God, and starting our day off right with positive stuff. So that's something we've done lately. You may want to do that too.
We're just trying to slow down a little bit.
Yeah. Life's busy.
Even though we're going to Disney.
Which is great because I would love a vacation.
Which is not a slow-paced vacation.
It's okay. It's a vacation.
But the girls today, I was like, telling them our schedule of what we're doing when, and I told her, I was like, well, Monday we're going to Crystal Palace for breakfast. And she goes, and then after we're going to the pool. And I was like, and no, no, no,
you're not on, you gotta be on mommy's schedule.
I'm like, pool? I got park hopper. We're not going to the pool.
Yeah, so that's going to be fun, and we're going to be tired, but it'll be a good tired.
Yep.
All right. Well, I'm done with my diet, Mountain Lightning, and I have to go teach a class here in just a second. So, yeah. Okay. Hope you all have a great day. Be positive and talk about positive things with people today. So, all right. Bye.
Bye.